Hello.
Good evening. My name is Joe, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am not from anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Okay?
Okay.
Now, does anyone in your household work for news media, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. First of all, I know, first of all, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so, okay? Are you 18 years old or older?
Yes.
It's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, will not vote?
Oh, definitely vote.
Okay. What is your age, sir?
66.
Okay. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Uh-huh. African-American.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Okay. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Joe Biden.
Okay. 95.
What about your local school board?
95.
Black Lives Matter.
95.
Public schools.
95.
Public charter schools.
75.
Critical race theory, or CRT.
95.
The American Federation of Teachers.
95.
Donald Trump.
0, 1.
And public school teachers.
95.
Okay, moving forward. And I do want to thank you for sharing your opinion with us. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good. You said in America or just in California? Say, I'm sorry.
No. In the nation. In the nation.
Oh, in the nation.
Yes.
Because I was just thinking California. And what's the ratings again?
Okay, it was excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Okay. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse in your neighborhood?
Better.
Okay. Now, sir, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following topics? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means it is very important for public school to prepare students, 5 means that it is somewhat important for public school to prepare students, and 0 means that it is not important at all for public school to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad.
10.
A 10. What about help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market?
10.
And provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
8.
become more organized and have structure?
Then?
Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting.
8.
Embrace American values and be proud American citizens.
10.
Moving forward, sir. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education?
Enough.
Enough?
Mm-hmm.
Just about right. The question,
I'm sorry.
The alternative you have, not enough, too much, or about right?
About right.
Okay. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Oh, no.
No, okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in kinder through 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply plain politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yeah.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Now, do you strongly agree with this, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree, sir?
Agree, strongly agree.
Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. How do you rate this? How do you feel about this?
Sorry, repeat that again, please.
Okay. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree with this statement strongly, somewhat, or you disagree somewhat, or strongly disagree?
I disagree with the statement.
Strongly or somewhat, sir?
Somewhat. Disagree.
Somewhat, okay. What about...
Because only it's a two-part question, so
yeah,
half
yeah.
of it, I believe. So that's the, it does make people uncomfortable. That's the part that I agree with. But the other part, they still have to learn about it.
Okay. Now, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. How do you agree or disagree with this?
Oh, see, now that's a hard one to say. Agree or disagree? Parents, I agree. Teachers should have a voice in what is taught, but
mm-hmm.
so should the parents. So I'm not going to that question. It means I have to take one side or the other, and both sides have good points. So
okay, so you also have the choice of answer, do not know or refuse?
Then refuse.
Okay. Moving forward. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you strongly support this? Someone support, someone oppose.
Strongly support.
Okay, making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
I'm sorry, repeat that again, please.
Yeah, I'll be glad to. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries that they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
And what other choices? Strongly agree?
Strongly support. Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose, or don't know.
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. Now, adding an ethnic studies unit to the kinder through 12th grade public school curriculum. Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose, or
somewhat oppose.
Okay.
Somewhat
what opposed. About giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school?
Somewhat opposed.
And increasing discipline in schools?
Strongly agree. Support.
Okay. Okay. Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kinder through 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Now, knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kinder through 12th grade public school curriculum?
What other choices again? Support?
Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed, or don't know?
Somewhat support.
Okay. Now, sir, we're almost done here. I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it to be a very convincing argument. 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument. And 0 means it is not at all convincing, okay? You can use any number between 0 and 10. Now, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
And what are the 1 through 10? 10 being what?
10 being a very convincing argument, 5 means somewhat convincing, and 0, not at all convincing.
Somewhat convincing.
Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high. And 2023 is likely to break that record again. Now, most of the books targeted included LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books.
I agree. We need to stop that.
Okay, so do you feel that this argument here is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not at all convincing? Like, you can use any number between 0 and 10, where 10 means very convincing, 0 means not at all convincing. What matters here is your choice. I mean, your opinion.
Mm-hmm. I don't really like the question, so no response. That's not
okay.
A good question. No
okay.
response.
Okay. What about those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education? Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way.
Somewhat agree. I'll give it a 8 or 7.
Okay. Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey,
how much time do we? How long?
I'm at 90%. I'm at 90% finished. This is the last thing.
That's a long survey. Come on.
Yeah. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement: teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree with this or disagree with this?
You're saying parents should not have a say in the curriculum. Is that
yeah.
what part of the question is?
Yeah, that's the question. That's the question I asked you earlier. It's just that sometimes during the survey, the people change their mind. That's what I'm repeating it.
Sure, but I'm not changing my mind.
Okay.
Teachers do, and because I think that I'm not.
You said you did not know. You said you passed that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now what?
I'm gonna do it again because it's a double-edged sword. There. No.
Okay. Okay.
Teachers and parents should have a say.
And the last questions are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree.
Which of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, unemployed, student, homemaker.
Retired.
You sound very young. I'm sorry to be retired. You sound about
Thank
30.
You. I mean, I've been getting that late. I don't know what to do, everybody, because I asked for my senior discount from my, I was getting my AC repaired, and he says, well, you don't get senior discount. And I said, yes, I do. So I had to show him my ID.
I'm not trying to be nosy or anything, but from what it sounds like from your, you must be a person that you probably never drank or smoked or anything like that, that you took care of your health. That's why you sound very young. You sound very young.
Really? Well,
yeah.
You're right. I do. I still do.
Okay.
Yes. I still take care of my skin care, all that. Yes.
Great. Now, are you married, unmarried with a partner, single, separate, divorced, single, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
single.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
I'll give you one guess on that one, but okay, Democrat.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Although you don't have any child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
My own child?
No. Any child. No, any child.
Oh, well, under my care?
Yeah, you can say.
Well, I have 10 nieces and nephews, and they're going to school.
Okay. Now, do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
Well, that's one I know. None of my family members go to a charter school or home care. No.
Okay. Now, these are the last three questions. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself, sir, as very conservative, somewhat conservative,
nope.
moderate,
nope.
somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never? And, sir, you also have the choice to refuse or to answer any of the questions. I forgot to tell you that for me. Hardly ever, okay? And
yeah, hardly now, ever.
For each of the following descriptions I read, tell me if this applies to you or someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Is that for me or for someone I know?
Or someone in your household?
Someone in my household. No. Okay. There is not. No. Mm-mm.
No. Okay. What about is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
Yes.
Would that be you or someone in your household?
That's me.
Great. And
I've been,
how
I,
are you? Were you? But you said you retired. Were you a teacher before?
I'm a teacher, administrator, principal, worked with the superintendent. Yes. So no. I've done all of it. So and I was even part, I even worked with Oberstall Charter School.
Okay.
So I know the everything about LAUSD.
Now, sir, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Now, sir, this concludes my survey. You know what? I had fun. I had nice talking to you. I do want to thank you for sharing your opinion and your experience with me. You know, that's what I like about doing this. Cause I meet a lot of people who are very, first of all, prepared. A lot of people, they prepare themselves. And I can tell you, be blessed, okay? That's all I can say.
Thank you.
Okay? Enjoy
thank
the rest
you
of
what
evening,
you're
okay?
doing.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.